LearnOutLoud.com and Zods.com present Zod's Notes. The Zod's Notes are a series of essays written and read by Brian Johnson, philosopher and CEO of Zod's Inc. To hear other titles written or narrated by Brian Johnson, please visit www.learnoutloud.com/Brian Johnson. For more educational and self-development audiobooks, courses, and podcasts, please visit www.learnoutloud.com. For more inspiration and to join a growing community of seekers and enlightened entrepreneurs, check out Zaadz.com. That's Zaadz.com. This edition of the Zaadz Notes is entitled The 80-20 Principle. For a written transcript of this note, or to read more of the Zaadz Notes, please visit www.zaadz.com/knowledge. Now here is Brian Johnson with his note on the 80-20 principle.
The 80-20 principle. We've all been exposed to the 80-20 principle at some point in our lives. The principle states quite simply that 20% of efforts lead to 80% of results. Whether you know it as the Pareto principle or the principle of least effort, it's an incredibly powerful concept. And although many authors discuss the 80-20 principle as a core component of their time management and self-development programs, Richard Koch, a former Bain & Company and BCG consultant, provides an entertaining and practical application of the theory in his recent book, The 80-20 Principle, The Secret to Success by Achieving Less. It's a great book, highly recommended. This little overview that I'm giving you here, give you a little disclaimer, it's not intended to be a comprehensive treatise, but I do hope that you find the ideas pretty interesting and that they get you thinking about how you can focus your time and energy on the activities that give you the most results. So I hope you enjoy. All right, here's a little overview of the 80-20 principle. It was in 1897 when Vilfredo Pareto, an Italian economist, was studying wealth and income distribution in 19th century England. During the course of his studies, he discovered that the majority of land and income was controlled by a minority of the population. In fact, 20% of the population controlled 80% of the wealth and income. And on further analysis, mythical lore says that he found that this principle held true not only in different countries in different time periods, but also in contexts such as his garden, where he discovered that 20% of his pea pods yielded 80% of the peas that were harvested. Now, since our pal Vilfredo identified this trend, many researchers have been busy pointing out some additional modern applications. Check these ones out. 20% of criminals account for 80% of crime. 20% of motorists account for 80% of accidents. 20% of married couples, or rather married individuals, account for 80% of divorces. We know who you are. 20% of your carpet probably gets 80% of the wear. Check that one out when you get home next. And 20% of streets account for 80% of the traffic. And you may be sitting on one of them right now. Let's see what else. 20% of product flaws account for 80% of the problems. And 20% of clients usually account for 80% of an organization's profits. All right, now I could go on and on and on and on and on and on, but I think you get the idea. But I can't help it, so I'm going to give you a couple more. All right, 20% of the clothes in your closet are worn 80% of the time. Now, that's a good sign you need to donate some stuff. Final one, 20% of beer drinkers account for 80% of the beer that's being consumed. All right, I'm done. But your job is not complete. Look around you. See where you spend your time. See where you get your results. Is it 50-50 or more like 80-20? As Koch advises, 80-20 thinking requires, and I quote, "and with practice enables us to spot the few really important things that are happening and ignore the mass of unimportant things. It teaches us to see the wood for the trees." All right, so Now that we've got a little theoretical context and some fun little applications of it, the next logical question obviously is, all right, so how does this apply to me? How do I apply this to my life? Well, experts on time management would suggest that we take a closer look at some of our everyday behaviors. As Koch suggests, 20% of what we do leads to 80% of the results. But 80% of what we do leads to only 20%. We are wasting 80% of our time then on low-value outcomes. So his advice, rather than pursuing every available opportunity, he says, why don't we, quote, calm down, work less, and target a limited number of very valuable goals where the 80-20 principle will work for us. I like that. What do you think? All right, here are some simple real-life applications in a few different domains. We'll start with business. All right, so do you know where your revenue comes from? Are you an entrepreneur? Are you a business owner or someone who's thinking about these things? Question is, where's your revenue coming from? Find out. You know, it's a good thing to know. Do you know where you spend your time? Find that out too. And here's what the book would suggest. They'd say, or it would say, that you make at least 80% of your profits in 20% of your activity. And in 20% of your revenues. The trick, obviously, is to figure out which 20% and then apply more effort there. Here's a hot tip. Figure out what products or clients constitute your top 20% and then spend as much time as you can on them. Very complicated. All right, here's the second domain. We talked about business. How about learning? How do you read a book? Do you go from cover to cover? Why? You're wasting a lot of time. 80% of the valuable content can be found in 20% of the book. And according to Koch, absorbed in 20% of the time it takes most people to read the entire book. It was recently when I wrote it, but not when I'm bringing this to you audio style. But not that long ago, I applied the 80-20 principle with one of my younger clients at the time. She was only 10 years old. She was struggling in school. She learned to read the conclusions of her book, check out the graphs and the charts and the pictures and the leading questions, and then read in what's called mind mapped the content. I'll talk about that in some other little thing. But mind mapping is another really cool concept. I highly recommend you go Google and check out. Anyway, so she learned to look at 20% of the content and kind of get a hook from that perspective. And her C's went to A's in about a month and a half. More importantly, she liked herself and learning a lot more. So here's the hot tip for learning. Unless you're reading a book for pleasure or a novel, in which case you need to start from the beginning and go all the way through, read the conclusion first, then the intro, then check out the graphs and the pictures, and then the conclusion maybe again, and maybe some sections a little deeper if you find it particularly interesting. But the bottom line is you do not need to start a book from the first page and read on. Skim it, have some fun, jump around. It's a powerful, powerful thing to do. Give yourself the freedom. All right, so let's go into the next domain, social relationships. This one's quick. Now, if we follow the 80-20 principle to its logical conclusion, I can say that 20% of your friends probably account for 80% of your enjoyment and satisfaction. The hot tip in this section, although it might sound harsh, the question is pretty straightforward. Why wouldn't you spend a lot more time with the group that gives you so much pleasure and a lot less time with the other group? Pretty obvious, huh? All right, the next and I believe last section we're going to look at today is your diet. My diet? Yes, your diet. My guess is that you spend a lot of time bouncing from one diet to another, never really receiving a whole lot of consistent energy as a result. The reality is that 20% of your healthy eating habits account for 80% of your health gains. Guess what? If you just ignored the fad diets and focused on the fundamentals, you'd get a lot more results. Consistently. It's a good thing. I wrote a whole another piece, and we'll be creating an audio version of the fundamentals of nutrition for you. But for now, I'll leave you with a couple of things. Are you drinking enough water? defined by at least 8 cups a day. If not, go do it. Are you eating breakfast? Very, very important. Are you eating a lot of fruits and vegetables? No brainer. Are you avoiding sugar? And are you avoiding saturated fat? Those are some of the fundamentals that I focus on. Actually, they're pretty straightforward at this stage, but in people that I'm working with, we talk about those things. They're important. 80-20. You do these things and you're 80% there. And you'll be surprised how quickly your energy will increase, not to mention how quickly the number of compliments from your spouse, significant other, will also increase. All right, so the hot tip is focus on the 20%. Drink 8 cups of water every day this week. And if you're already doing that, good work. Eat breakfast every day this week. Got that one down? Good. Eat a salad with lunch and dinner, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, that wraps up the application. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to give you a couple of quotes on the 80-20 principle that I enjoy, and I think you will as well. Goethe teaches us, things which matter most must never be at the mercy of things that matter least. George Bernard Shaw offers this brilliant thought, the reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man. Love you, George Bernard Shaw. Richard Koch offers a couple other quotes I'll share with you before signing off. He says, the few things that work fantastically well should be identified, cultivated, nurtured, and multiplied. Makes sense to me. Another one from Richard. Conventional wisdom is not to put all of your eggs in one basket. 80-20 wisdom is to choose a basket carefully, load all your eggs into it, and then watch it like a hawk. So the conclusion, as Koch says, the 80-20 principle, like the truth, can make you free. You can work less. At the same time, you can earn more and enjoy more. The only price is that you need to do some serious 80-20 thinking. With that, I say get to work, figure out where you can focus your efforts, and get more for your precious time and energy. My question is this. Will 20% of the people who listen to this account for 80% of the results achieved by applying the principles in their lives? I don't think so. I think you guys will break that trend. So remember, less effort, more results equals good. Find your 20% and multiply your results. Have fun. Ciao.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this edition of the Zod's Notes. To hear other titles written and narrated by Brian Johnson, please visit learnoutloud.com/Brian Johnson. For more educational and self-development audiobooks, courses, and podcasts, please visit www.learnoutloud.com. For more inspiration and to join a growing community of seekers and enlightened entrepreneurs, check out zaadz.com. That's ZAADZ.com. Thank you for listening.